Lord, you are faithful no matter what the plot against us. You have the beginning and the end in your mighty hand, Jesus, and we can count on you to deliver us from our enemies. May you be glorified. Well, my heart dwellers, as the last message explained, we've been extending hospitality to a lovely woman from Korea, and that has taken quite a chunk out of our schedule. But now that that has been resolved, I wish to share with our dear enemies the psalm the Lord gave me yesterday. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. You will never allow me to be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. You are my rock of refuge to which I go. Give the command to save me. Boy, he sure did. He sent St. Michael. You are my rock and fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you are my hope, Sovereign Lord, my confidence from my conversion. I have relied on you. You brought me forth from the womb of this dark world. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many that you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. You have not cast me away when I am old. You have not forsaken me, though at times I feel my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. For they say God has forsaken her. Pursue her and seize her, for no one will rescue her. Oh, how foolish their thoughts and schemes. You are not far from me, my God. You stand at my right hand and always are there quickly to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace and turn from their wickedness to you, the hope of Israel. And for the demons, may they walk the halls of hell and declare the praises of God and the mercy of God until hell is no more. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, you will put the words in my mouth. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, Sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my conversion, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, you have not forsaken me. Till I declare the power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, oh, who is like you, O Lord? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you restore my life again and again and again. And wow, do I learn from those troubles. From the depths of the earth you have brought me up. From the depths of self-pity you've rescued me. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with my golden harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing to praise you, I whom you've delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long to those who wanted to do me harm. I pity them, Lord, for they have been put to shame and confusion. Teach them wisdom. Open your arms wide and receive them as they turn from their wickedness and recognize the liar they've given their lives to. Restore them to purity. Revive them with the honey of your love. Infuse them with the wisdom of the ages that they might forsake their futile ways and run to you, O Lord, who will never deceive or hurt them. And that's my version of Psalm 71. Precious enemies, you who've planned evil to destroy what God is upholding here, please take these words to the night watches when no one is listening to the thoughts of your hearts. Please consider the one you serve. He has taught you lies and deceit, because that's all he knows. And please, like a little child, put two and two together. If he has taught you deceit, do you really believe he's been honest with you? A tree is known by its fruit. His fruit is nothing but wickedness, evil, and chaos. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy, and to tear down what is good and cause disorder. No one can flourish in disorder, not even you. Can you really execute the dreams of your heart in chaos? Do you think you can find happiness when everywhere you turn is destruction? Are you not sawing off the limb you are sitting on? Everything you believe about Jesus is just another big lie to keep you in bondage to this master thief and deceiver. There is nothing that will please him more in your regard than to see you on your deathbed and send his most gruesome demons to rip you out of your body and torture you limb from limb, only to see your flesh reappear and destroy again and again in raging pain. And he'll laugh you to scorn because you believed him. And you're going to look at him and say, but I served you. And he's going to look at you and say, yes, you are a dupe. You certainly did serve me. And now I get to torture you for eternity. That's what he has in mind for you. Everything he's told you is one big lie after another to entrap you. He's using your heart wounds, things done to you as a child and young adult, to manipulate you into serving him. You weren't able to forgive the people who hurt you, so he's using the bitterness in your heart and the unforgiveness and so many other wrong attitudes in your hearts, attitudes you got when unjust men and women hurt you. It's not God's fault they hurt you. It's the fault of Satan who taught them these ways and stole from them, wounded them, and even addicted them, so they were weak and foolish and ended up wounding you. Even those in the clergy who were weak and exploited you were inspired by Satan, not Jesus. Don't look to man. Satan is the author of evil, and he planned these things against you, so that someday he could get you to hand over your life to him, so you could retaliate and get retribution for all the wounds that were done to you. He deceived you into serving him, and he is the author of all the bad that has happened to you. He is not the brother of Jesus. He is a fallen angel. That too is a lie. Jesus is part of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Satan is but an angel that was created to lead worship in heaven. And he got ticked off because God got all the praise and worship, and he wanted it. So he rebelled, and he took a third of the angels with him. Understand, he is no equal to Jesus. That's why he can't touch anyone that Jesus protects. He can't. But here's the good news. If you come to the Lord for help, he will not turn you away. He will protect you. He will heal your ills and remove from you the deep pains of your heart. He will fill you with the oil of gladness, give you strength to stand and lead you into the true meaning of your life, a life fully equipped to serve, a life that you'll find rewarding and joyful. Please take to heart my words. You are under the spell of the Dark One, who will not win this battle, but he will rejoice to torture and betray you for eternity. Listen to the testimony of John Ramirez, listed under this video. He was at the top of Satan's command in America, in New York City. Satan exploited his need for a father's love by coming to him every night and instructing him. He was the one who set principalities over New York City. He had judges, politicians, doctors, and higher-ups in the government in his coven. He had women, cars, money, fame, notoriety. Everyone was afraid of him. Why did he leave Satan's service? What tipped him off to what Satan was really doing? And what does John know about Satan that you don't know? Ask yourself that question and listen to his testimony if you dare to know the real truth. And my heart dwellers, please pray for these people who have sent one distraction after another and so many other spirits of division and sickness, everything they can think of to try and bring heart dwellers down. Please pray for them. The Lord has the victory over all of that. But you, please pray for these captives that they be set free. The Lord is victorious, and nothing will stop his will. Our only job is to be obedient and give him our all, and he'll do all the rest. I'm not going anywhere until it's my time. I'm here to stay, and I thank you for your prayers. They do help immensely. I love you all dearly, and so appreciate your prayers and your support. It means a great deal to us. We've got a lot of work to do, and I thank you for being part of the Lord's heart and sharing your hearts with us. I love you all. Yes, even you, my enemies. I long to see you set free.